This was the third time that Pakistan's former military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, failed to appear before the court in connection with treason case. On previous two occasions, he could not turn up before the three-member special panel because of security reasons. But this time, sudden health issues prevented him to appear before the court. He was rushed to the army's hospital in Rawalpindi when he was on his way to court to face treason charges.
Pervez Musharraf, a Sikh, he has been admitted in the intensive care unit of the Institute of Cardiology. If the doctors advise him to be taken abroad for treatment, then that is something which will probably be considered by his team and by the and a submission will be made to the court to allow him to proceed abroad.
But many in Pakistan view Musharraf's health problem with skepticism and fear that under this pretext, the former military ruler may leave the country.
Thrice, General Musharraf publicly defied the court orders to appear before it. And now the court has announced that they are not going to issue his arrest warrants. Everybody was expecting that after such a defiance, the special court will issue warrants without bail. But it has not happened.
This is the first time in the country's history that any military ruler is being tried for treason charges. Musharraf was accused of suspending the country's constitution by imposing emergency rule and detaining judges in 2007. If found guilty, Musharraf could face death sentence or life behind bars. Musharraf, however, always denied the charges, calling them as politically motivated. Musharraf's trial has attracted a lot of public attention in Pakistan because of the twists and turns his case has so far taken. But for now, the focus is on Musharraf's health and its possible impact on the historic trial. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.